18th of June 2019, Matthew 5, 43 to 48. You have heard how it was said, "You will love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven, for he causes his Son to rise on the bad as well as the good, and sends down rain to fall on the upright and the wicked alike. For if you love those who love you, what reward you will get? Do not even the tax collectors do as much? And if you save your greetings for your brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Do not even the Gentiles do as much? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is what our Lord expects to be complete. Of course, this is a very high destination, but it is like our Lord is. He wants to have the perfect, but he has a great mercy with our weakness, with the sinners, with our sins. We have to learn this dimension very good. Always the Lord wants that with all what we have, we answer to his love, because then the plan of God is unfolding, is going. If we can love more. If we are living the truth, we can live deeper in the truth. If we start to get close to the Lord, we can come closer. Of course, the Lord does not expect that this all happens in the very beginning. But he wants that we really try it, that we look for it, and he will help us in all situations, also with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we can reach it. Also, he will give us consolation if we are weak and do not reach what we should reach or what we wanted to reach. But he will give us courage to go on. Stand up and go on. The way of love is never on this earth at the end. It's a great challenge for the way of perfectness to love your enemy, what the Lord shows us today. This will be concrete if you really have someone who wants to make evil against you. Maybe he does not know what he is doing. Of course, our first reaction, I think this is very natural, that we don't want to have anything to do any longer with such a human being. This is a better answer than to hate him or to make revenge. But let us reflect, how would it be if God retires himself from us if we make a sin which is hostile against God? We cannot imagine this if you are close with the Lord. Maybe we think sometimes from our side of feeling it's like this. But we know by faith the door of the heart of God is always open for us. And it remains open, this door, if we refuse the Lord. More than this, God is waiting for us. His saints and angels are praying for us. And the Lord looks all ways he can reach us. So now we have our example of completeness. The Father is not taking away his love. He let come the Son about good persons and evil persons. What does this mean for us? How we can reach such a love to an enemy through the grace of God? Because this is not in our human nature. It's a supernatural love. Therefore, we have to ask the Lord and to learn to deal with our other feelings, because they will not change, normally not in this case. If, then very, very slow. No, it's more a decision of our spirit, of our will. And this we can reach by prayer. And also, if we meditate, how the Lord is acting. He had prayed for his enemies. Also, we can reflect that each enemy who wants to do us evil things, he is in danger to lose his eternal salvation. And with these reflections, we touch one of the reasons Jesus came to us. He wants that the sinners convert, that they will be saved. This wish, which is expressing his love, is enormous, so enormous that he takes all the suffering and completes his mission. This mission not to understand in the last depth, and he glorifies with this our Father. If we are loving our enemy, we can come very close to the Lord. It's a high school of love, the high school of completeness. If we have in our life an enemy, equal which reasons, then we should ask the Lord to act like him, to ask the Holy Spirit to give us strength, that we will have the same way to deal with it like Jesus had facing his enemies. It's a great help also that we go to the Mother of the Lord, because she is also in a very deep pain that people will not get lost. And sometimes the hate of a human being against us, it's maybe not like a decision for that. There can be a lot of reasons we do not know. Only God knows.
Today we listen to an Armenian song which is sung in the Holy Liturgy during the Holy Communion, and it asks for God's mercy and to the All Holy Trinity that she may give peace to the world and healing to the sick and the heaven to those who are asleep. Also, this song belongs to the musical treasure which the Armenian Archimandrite Komitas saved from the destruction and elaborated. When this priest, together with other 150 academics, was deported in the night of the 24th of April 1915, this night which opened the terrible suffering of the Armenian genocide, it is said that he intoned this song. And listening to his voice, all of the academics started to weep bitterly because of the great suffering which was about to come over their people. Der Vogormia, Lord, have mercy.